Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danka and Ryan Huang. I want to talk about rebranding. When you take that on, it's never easy, especially if the company comes with decades of legacy. But Fujifilm Business Innovation did just that when they rebranded from Fuji Xerox in April last year. And this is part of the company's plans to focus on its existing businesses and expand into new business areas such as cloud, artificial intelligence, as well as the Internet of Things. Well, the rebranding also came as the company also announced it would not be renewing its technology agreement with Xerox. So, it's been a year now. How has Fujifilm Business Innovation successfully rebranded itself? On the line with me this morning is Matsuki Tomono, who is president of Fujifilm Business Innovation for Asia Pacific. Tomono-san, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. I'm fine with you.
This is a really amazing story. So last year, Fuji Xerox rebranded itself. It's now Fujifilm Business Innovation. And you've also rebranded all the products to adopt the Fujifilm brand. Could you tell us a little bit about the history of Fujifilm Business Innovation?
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. As of April 1st, 2021, Fuji Xerox has been changed to Fujifilm Business Innovation and rebranded all our products to the Fujifilm brand. Fuji Xerox started as 50-50 joint venture in 1962 between Fujifilm and Xerox Corporation. Fuji Xerox covers the Asia-Pacific region and Xerox covers the rest of the world for over half a century. Our relationship was like a father and a son. And in November 2019, Fujifilm Holdings bought a Fuji Xerox shares from Xerox Corporation and made it wholly owned subsidiary under Fujifilm Holdings. So with this termination of the agreement with Xerox Corporation, this could help us save an approximate 10 billion Japanese yen, which is around 100 million Singapore dollars on brand royalty fee per year. These things could help us invest in building a stronger Fujifilm brand, improve our products, and focus on our technology innovation for our customers. And also, we are now able to access markets outside of Asia Pacific and conduct the business on a global basis.
Certainly, that has been quite beneficial. I want to talk a little bit about the rebranding. Tomono-san, could you tell us, why the company decided to rebrand itself? And, it's already been 1 year. How has it been so far?
We done that because, the company owned by Fujifilm, and that's the benefit for the businesses. We have, office-related business and also graphic production printing businesses. So since Fujifilm has been a big player in graphic production printing industry for many years, providing office printing related products and high-end digital inkjet printing systems. So we decided to virtually integrate these businesses between Fujifilm and the Fujifilm Business Innovation to expand our product portfolio in the commercial printing industry to better meet our customers' demand. As you may know, the largest business for Fujifilm is healthcare, medical diagnosis system, pharmaceutical, biomedical development and production, regenerative medicine, and life sciences. That has wide coverage of medical institutions, hospitals. We are working together with Fujifilm to expand our business in those fields. In some countries, photo album is very popular at weddings, baby shower, and graduations. We have already started selling photo print solutions to Fujifilm customers also. So Fujifilm has extensive footprint in various industries, which we can utilize, collaborate for our business growth.
There's another issue that's been popping up over the years, and it's sort of been accelerated during the pandemic. This whole idea of shifting to paperless and digital, what are your thoughts on this?
Actually, since 1988, which is around 34 years ago, a multifunction printer has been using digital technologies. We enable scanning of documents or graphic images and enhance them with a digital process before printing them out. Some documents are digitalized into text with AI OCR, then stored as data in servers, which can be searched or sorted easily with any keywords. So we are expert in data and documents management for many, many years. So data content management is one of our core strengths. So we are exploring more and more solution services to support successful digital transformation journey for our customers. So some businesses process can go with the paper, but some processes are not able to. So I foresee an increasing trend in hybrid management for both data and document in future. For example, you know, people tend to purchase goods more and more through Amazon, Lazada, and other e-commerce channels. So these orders are delivered in paper boxes with paper address labels, which also contain paper invoices and packing lists. All these cannot be paperless. So paper and printing opportunity in these applications are significantly increasing year by year, especially because of the pandemic, you know, due to the influx in the online purchases. So another example would be legal firm and the courts. They must continue to use paper because of the authentication required for original paper documents and information security. So there are many other applications which need to stay with print and paper. So packaging print and label printings are a growing area of opportunities for us. So due to increased needs for short-run printing, customized or personalized printing, commercial printing company investing money on digital print-on-demand printing systems, such as dry toner technology or inkjet printing, to replace legacy offset printing or flexo systems. So these significant potential opportunities and a trend will continue for the next few decades. I don't think paper will be removed totally. Companies need to understand how to utilize and integrate paper and digital together to achieve more effective performance.
Yeah, it really is about finding that balance. Actually, I've got a personal question for you, Tomono-san. You know, with regard to Fuji Business Innovation helping to support digital transformation, you talked about some of the trends. You talked about how some industries will forever need paper. Yeah, you'll never get rid of paper. Is it difficult to convince clients to get on board digital transformation? In your opinion, do you think people are very receptive to it?
Yeah, I mean, the digital transformation is a kind of a trend for many years, not new. You know, recently, a buzzword, but it has been the trend for many, many years. And digital transformation will not happen just with the software and systems. So digital transformation can't be successful without the proper utilization by people. So first, we need to streamline business process and design proper system and support operation, which enable people to focus more on the important jobs than being released from simple operation jobs. And that transformation includes data and document together. A combination of data and document and paper.
Right. Tomono-san, final question. And I want to talk about the future of Fujifilm Business Innovation. Any chance you could share with us your plans, I mean, in terms of expanding the business worldwide?
Over the years, we have already established a very strong sales and support network in the Asia-Pacific. But now, we have the freedom and have already started selling our product in some countries outside Asia-Pacific through Fujifilm channels and will gradually penetrate other markets where we see growth opportunity to optimize worldwide business. Actually, Fujifilm has sales and service channels all over the world for many industries. So we'll also continue to manufacture and supply our equipment to Xerox Corporation for their sale under the Xerox brand. So Xerox Corporation is an important partner for us now and in the future. So we will continue to partnership with Xerox Corporation to cover the global market together.
We certainly wish you guys the best of luck. Matsugi Tomono, President of Fujifilm Business Innovation for APAC. Tomono-san, thank you so much for your time this morning. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Okay, thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.